the back.
Yeah, somewhere towards the bottom.
Okay. Ubule Tishol Ma Milas Ubidilara.
Yeah, that's where we're up to.
Okay. Ubule Tishol Ma Milas Ubidilara. What's the mile of Noigra? In other words, I guess it's a hemshich of the Esim conversation in the Nochash and Chavadei. What's the glick of Noigra? Bevade Dover the mile of Chochma. Kasha Chochma zon kelilas b'yidias ha-tevera. Och mesh'oma kosu v'nifkuhu eini shnechem b'yisir kolakim yudia tevera. So, what the Nochash told him it wasn't as if the Nochash was it was wrong, but not wrong because there isn't a mile. In other words, the advertisement was right, but it was wrong. So the Tosefta's idea of Ra is a mile, but it's not the mile Adam should have seen.
It's
it's a stronger kesher mitzad the type of people who straight. I guess if I take a parallel to it, I would say it's like Baal Tshuva and Tzadik Gomer. There's a Devekus Takarish Baruch Hu that the Tzadik Gomer has of never having strayed and always being loyal that a Baal Tshuva can't have. It's a certain oifen of Devekus that in that world of perfection, the other person doesn't have. I think most mentioned by Moshe Shapiro that a Moichir has to be Yireh Shemayim Min Urav. That the pshat is there's a certain nekuda there that the other person does not have. And then there's another type of dveikus. A dveikus is the person mitzad the fact that the person has strayed and realized einad mulvadoi, that mitzad, in that oifin, that's the strongest kesha. So when you take the Baal Tshuva and the Tzadik Gomer and compare them to each other in terms of the kesha Kadosh Baruch Hu, each one has a maila in a different setting. It's a different oifen of tveikus than the other one. So there is a maila in knowing the ra, but that maila is only a maila in the world of yedea tovera. And then there's a maila of never having been toyim tamchet, and that's a totality of that maila. So al kopanim, the maila was there. And that's what he says. Adam has in himself two facets. And mitzad the fact that he's an ilot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person says, how could something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu be good for me if my whole mitzvah is a hemshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That type of dveikus, mitzad the ilah, is stronger. It doesn't exist when the person has strayed. And then there's a dveikus mitzad the fact that the person actually has... been toyim tamchet, rejected it, and come back again. Like the havaya lifnechet and vaylachachet. But each one is a separate mitzias. It's not the pshat we can't ever have a common denominator and say, so tachlis, bottom line, which is the better? Both, because these are two different worlds. The kesha you have with somebody that you had a terrible falling out with, and then you come back and you were misgabbin it, has one type of tam to it, and the kesher with the person that never ever had a falling out and there never was a breach in the bond has another type of flavor to it. And like Karav Zelze, I once saw a story. It's a beautiful, beautiful story with a lot of imic to it. It buttresses one of the sides here. The story I saw is written by Kitov in Chassidim An Shemaisa. Chassidim An Shemaisa is an extraordinary sefer written by Eliyahu Kitov. In Hebrew, it's quite a rich and not easy Hebrew. It's Chassidim An Shemaisa that he selected, and the way he tells them have tremendous napshis, the amkus for them. So he has a maisa where the Rebbe, Reb Zis, Rebbe Melech were once sitting after taking chatzos, and they were talking between them. I don't remember which of the parts of the dialogue was said by whom. And the Reb Melech, Reb Zis asked Reb Melech, he says, listen, you were there in Adam, we were both there when Adam Rishon was chayte for the Tadas, because every single human being had to be part of Adam Rishon because he's the Shoresh. And so at least we were a tiny cell at the end of a hair. We were a little fingernail cell somewhere at the edge of the fingernail, but we were there. When Adam Rishon bent over to each of the Eitz HaDaatz, could you not have used all of your koyach and stabbed him with a sharp pain and then stop him from doing that vera? And if you would have done that, you would have prevented so much suffering and death and chavez that the world has gone through since then. Why didn't you do that? So he told him, Zisha, my brother, I remember vividly that scene. And I not only did I not stop him, I actually nudged him to do the avera. So he asked him why. So he said, imagine he wouldn't have done the avera, and he'd be in Gan Eden for eternity. And in the Gan Eden, the Nochash would be slithering around and saying, you know, Rebbe, it's gewaldig in Gan Eden, really, really fantastic. But had your head seichel had taken a bite, it'd be a lot better. And you wouldn't believe him, but there'd be a little nagging doubt that Epshefat, he says, today, he has no doubts. He knows that all the Eitz Adas contains is Tsar and Misa and Tsaris. He said, better to die 1,000 deaths and to live without doubt than to live in an Eden and have a tiny doubt gnawing at your heart. It's a very rich mice. It has a lot of flavor to it, the way he says it and so on. But the Nekuda is, there's a certain malyusa in knowing the Tzad Hara and knowing Toiv that way, and there's a malyusa in knowing Toiv and knowing it in its purity. So he says, beforehand they were Dovah Bilasa Benim Dolom in Ilo, but Adam, in the fact that he is a Nivra, and the fact that he is an other, he has that knage to himself. That was the Nekuda. They spoke to Adam, the Nivra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Adam, the Kosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for Adam to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that he's not simply a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but actually has his own metzias, his own entity, he needs to have a tam in Ra, and therefore the only way he can do it is by having that knage over there. So he says, he says the problem that the reason why they couldn't leave it that is because va'ata yishlach and so on and so forth. V'ki achas shigodam amayla azayz ki b'idiyas tevira yedovi beitzachayim yatoira v'ochol v'chay lo'ilom ki akinyan ki kinyan yediyah meyvodam yizdovik b'chayim ki nechsev yitzchayim nafzikim bo v'shetiv tivir chachom hab moit shiroitum dovik as beitzachayim yatoira l'sag me'amisa v'shetim perek b'me madlikin v'kamu chachomim like Rabban Achmeini. The Gemara Shabbos for Kasha Nigza Misa La Adam Mitzad She Nifra Mina Ilay Zvarach Mitzad Atmoi Ve Yirtze She Ori Amiklut Eila Vachila Mitzchayim. So he says the person wanted to eat Eitzchayim because until then he was above Misa Mikoyach the fact that he was a direct hemshach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there was no shultan misa. Now that there was a shultan misa, they needed to he needed to have a different infusion of chayim to keep him going, and that would have been a chayim. But for a birak, it's a chayim as a toyek mashisbayer. Upirish achila zayis hainu, she it's a chayim achilosi legamilis atzim b'teira. כדובה שאיכמן מסעצם בי אוכל, עד שממנה ניז לגמרי. So the pshat is, he needed a new source of life, and the only source of life that was available to him was Eitz HaChayim. O bevarer deizeh yechay lo ilom kashay nizim boi. Bezoyer kashay korev Eitz HaChayim dain shoyle madreig al yoyna. But after lechem Eitz HaChayim, she nizim boi legamri lamar akol seri teirev yechay lo ilom. Bezoyer shom peyishach yodei kashay korev Eitz HaChayim mitzat shalem gan eidin v'ochel v'chay lo ilom. Vidovaze ein roilo odom, vitnesha kvoi nuito tachtonic shach meta das. Uyadea toivura, vizewa sorm in a ilok when she's fire. Ulafikuch ein roila chaim and ischim kashena yatartonim. So the morality explains that the morality explains over here what's the problem of the Chaim, if it's going to be Chai Lo'ilom. So he says, the only reason why Adam has to be Chai Lo'ilom is because he's a Chelek HaChaim Mimal. There is nothing in the world, something that lives forever is by definition, it's a pechina of Ein Sof. It's a pechina of something whose metzias has transcended any hechreach, outside hechreach, and lives its atmai. It's the strongest oifin that something can be dugmas Hashem Yisbarach. Now, the kolzman a person is dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his metzias is kulik kol in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the person is chai loilam, not mikoyach atmai, but mekoyach his dveik is a kodesh baruch hu. That's fine. A person mitzad his neshama is nitzchi because the neshama is chelak ha'kayim imal. Masha ein kein, when a person's neshama is cut himself off a kodesh baruch hu. In other words, he deherred his mitzias in the being apart from a kodesh baruch hu, then Chiyus Lo'olam is not Royu for him. It is not Royu that something... So the truth is, be said, even if the person would be Chai Lo'olam, it would still not be Taim HaKadosh Baruch Hu because the person was born. They came into this world through a certain cause. But even the Nitzchius, on the other end of it, which is coming... where there is a hemshich to something which it's open-ended, it's nitzchi on one end, that also is not toy for a person. So the idea is toy v'ra means the person, and the word yidia here also means, you have to understand it, if a person has had a taste of Ra, where he was Nimshach to Ra, so that taste remains in his mouth, in his neshama forever. The sense of pleasantness that it was. And that means there's a chelik of him that's menutah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In as much as the person is a nene from Ra, there's an akut in his neshama that's dovak to Ra. Ulefikon roi lachayim nitzim kashayel noita latachtayim kashigir shayisim and amalsim again eitim. Since the person was no longer that darga, leaving Gan Eden, getting out of Gan Eden, was for his benefit because driving him out of Gan Eden was an askir de chetim to. Of eating the Meitzachayim. I'd like to sort of add maybe a knetch. Just the a person, what determines a person's mazin is the makom that he's in. Like by the Ragim Yishba 8, there's the Eretz Megadolos this, Eretz Megadolos that. the person in Gan Eden, their chila is, it's a chayindik. Just like in the Midbar, their chila was man. So there is some sort of, in people who live in Gan Eden, their food is Etzachayim. If you want a person to be mufka from Etzachayim, it's not enough to guard Etzachayim from Etzachayim mamish. You need to, he belongs outside, not inside. Gan Eden is the makom where the people that are misanigal Hashem and live off Etzachayim live, and once you take him away from there, he has a different inyan that lives from, and so on. V'zbar lecha kei diya b'tevra gila v'taz v'shus atzmoy v'eine p'yne losesh v'toy v'ekan ra. The reason why the person, why the yediyah p'tevim ra comes directly as a result of not being cutting yourself off on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bechira is that which causes the person to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better the person should not be above Bechira. It would have been best if he's not a Baal Bechira. And let me explain what it means. It's like the Rambam says in Shmoneh Prakim that there's a question posed whether who's better, a person who wants to do Ra but holds himself in check because it's wrong, or a person who has no craving to do Ra. So the Rambam gives his own understanding, but that's clear. A person, if a person were to exist mitzad his neshama, the pshat not having bechira means it's unthinkable for him to do an avera, and therefore that's a certain level of toiv that should have been. Once he's not there, the fact that Adam is Tomakim, so now he has Bechira. V'kach hu dover zeh masha Adam, v'shuzat alis v'chira asay shesh ledim yal ilah, avgav shen tevasay. So even though at this point he's no longer, it's not the best oifin, but once the person is no longer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next phase is to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Animals seem to choose whether they're going to eat an apple or a potato. Said no. She'ena daba kach klal. Ki behema she oisaf itiva bein ze bechira. Ki ateva hu echod. So it's a pshat. There's no real choice. It's a question of just, does she have more taste buds pushing her to do apples or potatoes? A person chooses, a person weighs and measures and decides what's better. An animal let's give an example of a Baal Chai versus us. If I told you there's Bechira Chavshis between eating vanilla ice cream and chocolate ice cream, that's not true. When we have in front of us vanilla ice cream and chocolate ice cream, it's as if there's like a little guy in the brain that measures the taste meter. Aha, when I ate chocolate, it registered a 95. When I ate vanilla, it registered a 90. So chocolate wins the day. That's not choosing, it's a question of evaluating. It's just like I can tell with my eyes, which is a stronger light. And I can tell with my ears, which is a stronger sound. I can tell with my lip, with my tongue, which is a stronger taste, a better taste. But that's not bechira, because there's no seichel involved. There's no weighing, measuring, etc. When a person makes moral decisions, he has to weigh. ומעטה עוד לא יקשה, מה שם הפרק בשמו, שול פילוסופן הססקני ברעימי, אם הלקחם אם רצינם בבודזור לא מן המבט לו. עומרי, להוי אוהב נדובה שנצריך למה מבט לו, אך שזה אוהב לך מלבון, יהיה בלום נעיל עד כאן. ויופי שבלב שלא יבד את הילום. אבל למה לא יובד עובדי בבודזור? Like, why doesn't he destroy the Avodah Zarah? The world he should keep, and the things he worshipped shouldn't disappear, but let them. Aval dover zeh shememabit ev the Avodah Zarah le'odem b'chiri klal, kech yeh b'chiri sherei hoi yori min ha'ibu legamri. So, I'm not sure this point, why it's here. It's a valid point. He's saying that if there would be immediate retribution, then there would be no Bechira, you know, it is true, but I'm not sure why it was necessary to say it over here. Let's just one paragraph. Dina mashama kol tov v'ashus nim, v'suna kol nim shecho mashama chavi v'adav shiva v'tom v'kim, v'lekach v'ashus v'suna. V'nei sh'odun v'tom v'kim v'tachtoinim. V'dova ze goyim l'das tay v'roa, sh'nem v'yifin tol kim yadeya tay v'roa. V'mashama kol tov v'loma kol tzeife, v'nei sh'afilu ara, שאינה השם יצבח רואי צבוי, אף זה הצופי מלפניו. אבל צויפה היא משהו שווק סלירה. The word צופה means to await, to anticipate. והוא הדובה הטויב. אבל הרע הקסיב והובד אומלי סוכו. וזה מקול צופי ביתי בירה ורשוס נסונה. So he corrects just that the word צופי means he sees everything, but not in the sense צויפה where he wants everything. Weight everything and so on. Okay, any questions?
No, it's good.
Next week, I'm actually going to be not far from you, but I'll be in France in Metz Hashem. There's a chasna of a boy you learn.